Today, quoting April 14th, we have a question from San Diego, California. Is this a correct concept? Can forward bends during Hatha Yoga bring up anger and resentment? Well, Hatha Yoga releases the nerve force within the individual. That's what it does. It releases blockages within the subconscious state of mind, as well as relaxation to the physical body. For nasty people, many things can bring up anger. And for nice people, many things can bring up feeling of bliss and happiness and relaxation. All depends upon who the person is. So there's no right nor wrong. I would say that if it did bring up anger in somebody to bend forward and release some hidden impressions, then the person should do Vasana Daha Tantra, which means writing down all their feelings and burning up the piece of paper, or not do Hatha Yoga. Hope this helps answer that question. It was a big yoga day in San Diego with over 100 yoga teachers, and this came up in the meeting. Kamsa Chimni, is mountaintop consciousness looking at your mind from a higher state of consciousness? When you look at your mind from a lower state of consciousness, it seems vast, complex, complicated, and awesome. But from a higher state of consciousness, it seems simple, awesomely fluid, and you get the feeling that you're able to adjust your state of consciousness, that's the lower one, in any way that you want, and yes, you can. So we've been working on Simshumbisi Ka'if Kamsa Chimni, lifting up the energy in the body to the chest and the head, and looking in meditation at the lower mind. This is a wonderful meditation. It'll bring you along the spiritual path a few more inches than you already have been coming along. Every little technique helps just a little bit, even if you practice it for a very short time. And now we're moving into another language, French, and then into Malay. Tomorrow and the next day, we'll be on retreat here at Kwaadinam, reflecting on yesterday's and the days before that, and reflecting on tomorrow's and the tomorrow's after that.